It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, working on the Gospel of Matthew, enjoying a wonderful verse-by-verse study there. So please that you'd open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26, and we're going to begin reading with verse 31 today. And so Matthew chapter 26, verse 31. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write us here at the church, it's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, we have changed the phone number. The phone number now is 217-440-4402. And so if you would like to give us a call, why, that will be wonderful, because today everybody has a cell phone, and I think that would work just a little bit better to contact us. And if you would like to check out our website, it would be www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org is our website, and our email address is parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And that will take care of the announcements. And now it's time to get right to the study as we enjoy the precious Word of God. Matthew chapter 26, beginning to read with verse 30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into Mount Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. And Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all of the disciples. Then cometh Jesus unto them into a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And so we're going to just stop there with that 36th verse, because we're going to go over to John in a little bit and read quite a bit in there, because there is a beautiful text and understanding of what took place between these two times. And so let's please go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll begin the study. Father, thank you that we can come today and enjoy your presence and enjoy this time together. Please that you would guide and lead us each and every day through your word. We must have your understanding. We must have your direction. We must have the great teacher, the Holy Spirit, to guide and lead us through this study. And so please, Father, if there is anyone that does not know you as their personal Savior, they have not been shown their sin by the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and then as that Holy Spirit also then comes and directs the lost person to salvation, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the joy and the presence of the Holy Spirit, as he is here now to introduce to us the Lord Jesus. But not until we understand that we are lost and we need a Savior. And that's when you say, Jesus, please save me. Please come into my heart and save me. So, Father, please, I ask that all would be listening today, that they would come to know you if they do not, and that way they can enjoy the great teacher within their heart, because that's what happens, Father, we know. The Holy Spirit comes to live within the heart of every believer, true believer. So, Father, please, guide and lead us today through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we read here in Matthew, and I'm going to go back to John, and there is so much to read in John, but I don't want to miss it. And so let's go back to the Gospel of John and see what he has recorded. And we're going to go to the 14th chapter. And actually, it takes us all the way through the 17th chapter. And so please patiently follow with me and listen very carefully. You've just heard us read in Matthew chapter 26. And again, as it said, when they had sung a hymn, they went out into Mount Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. Now we're going to stop right there with the reading in Matthew. And now we're going to go to John. And we're going to read actually chapters 14, 15, 16, and maybe even to some into 17. So a lot of reading today. So please just listen so carefully, because this is the same between. I'll start down here and in verse 36 of the 13th chapter. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither thou goest? And Jesus answered, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And Peter said unto, Lord, cannot I follow thee now? And I will lay down my life for thy sake. And Jesus said unto him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And then here's where we begin. I'm in John chapter 14, the Gospel of John. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And he that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, and he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That's just what I was talking about concerning the Holy Spirit coming to live within your heart after you're born again, when you trust in the Lord Jesus. And that's the reason that when you know the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit comes to live within you, even the Spirit of truth, as it tells us there, that's the only way you're going to know the truth and be able to see the truth, is to come by faith to Jesus, trust in him, and have the Holy Spirit live within your heart. Verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot. Remember what happened to Judas Iscariot. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which I hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth peace, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter will I not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. What a wonderful chapter, that 14th chapter. If you're not able right now to go, I want you to take that and spend the time there. Because when you come by faith alone, not by works, that's the only way that we can keep his commandments, is by trusting in him. Because when we come by faith to Jesus, then Jesus is the one that's fulfilled the law. We can never do that. But by faith, he is in us and we are in him. What a joy it is to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, chapter 15, I'm not sure how much of this, because I'd love to read it all, and we may. It's so important. It continues. This is all what was not included in Matthew, but it is what went on during this same period of time. I am the vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. You must come by faith to Jesus. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and a man gathereth them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man may lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. That's very important. You realize that we're wicked. We have no desire of God. We have no desire of truth. But when the Holy Spirit comes and convicts our heart, and the Father sends him, that's when we have an opportunity to be born again. And so please trust in the Lord Jesus. Verse 16 again, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask in my Father's name, ye may give it, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, I've chosen you out of the world. Therefore the world hates you. Again, when we become a child of God and trust in the Lord Jesus, we are no longer a part of this world. What a joy it is to be a child of God. You must come by faith to Jesus. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. And if ye have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all things, all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Any persecution, any cursing, any trouble that you face will come because they hate God. They may say they love God. They may say they know God. But if they do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, they do not know him. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. Verse 22 first. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not sin, not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in the law, they hated me without cause. For when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he's doing God's service. These things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me whether goest thou, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he comes, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. That is the service, the purpose of the Holy Spirit. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to my Father. Then said some of the disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me. And because I go to the Father? They said, therefore, What is this that he saith? A little while. We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And it just keeps, I hate to stop there, but we're taking so much time of the study just for the reading, which is so very, very important. Please, I ended with verse 23 of chapter 16. I ask that you continue and you read all the way through chapter 17. Because if you'll notice at the beginning of chapter 18, when Jesus has spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the book of Kindred, where was a garden, and into which he entered and his disciples. Oh, there's just so much there. And so please, don't miss reading that part. Now come back with me to Matthew, because you see, that is exactly where we find ourselves in verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them into the place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples, Sit ye here, for I go and pray yonder. Now, so chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17 are everything that the Lord Jesus taught between there that Matthew does not mention. And so let's come back now, and we're going to spend more time concerning Peter and his denial, and then we will start with the prayer. But I was hoping to read all of that, but it's just taking so much time. And so please that you would read that. John 14, 15, 16, and 17. And so that is what is such a joy to read. And so now back at verse 31, then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Well, and this is where Peter said and answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And then Peter, of course, had that same response, that though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. So let's come back now and take a look at this a little bit. All shall be offended because of me. And so that word offended shall stumble. What was going to happen to Jesus would cause the disciples to stumble. Or we could even go a little further with that, to sin. Because when you stumble, you sin. When you are offended of the Lord Jesus, the Word of God, that is sin. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. Zechariah. Zechariah. There we go. Zechariah chapter 13. Hope you can find it in your Bibles. Those minor prophets sometimes are kind of hard to find, but it's so important that you know your Bible and able to study it and find those scripture verses. Zechariah 13, verse 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. We had a prophecy back in about 500 years before Jesus was born. And so it's about 500 years before is when the declaration was made concerning the shepherd. And this statement is very well understood by the folks at this time. And if you have any understanding, because you see, a shepherd does not drive. You drive cattle, you can drive hogs, you can drive things like that, but you cannot drive sheep. You lead them. And when the shepherd, the one that's doing the leading, is gone, they just go everywhere. And he was warning them, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And so he was explaining to them that the sheep would be scattered. But then he comes back in this scripture verse immediately and says to them, but after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Now, we hear this terrible event, and Jesus has told them in the past that he's going to be crucified. Now, here he speaks of them being offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of my flock shall be scattered abroad. And that's just what we read back in Zechariah. And so that was a fulfillment of the scripture. And yet we find here that they're not understanding what's going on. And yet immediately, and Jesus will do this to help us, because sometimes we look at what's going on today and we cannot get beyond the troubles of the day. But we need to see that our Lord and Savior constantly gives us hope, gives us wonderful, wonderful hope. And here he told the same thing to them. Even though this was going to happen, after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. What a wonderful, wonderful promise. Now, we'll take a look at Luke, because Luke tells us of this of an event that took place on the road to Emmaus with two believers after the crucifixion. Jesus' word is true. He was crucified. He was buried. He was placed in that tomb. And 3 days later, that glorious Sunday morning, that first day of the week, Monday's not the first day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. That's the reason we come and worship. That's the reason we come and sing beautiful hymns. That's the reason we gather together on the first day of the week, because that is the day that our Lord is risen from the grave. We are not under the law to come on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. Many people believe the Sabbath has been changed to Sunday. No, it hasn't. The Sabbath is a Jewish day that they celebrate. They worship on that day until Jesus rose again. Now we come on the first day of the week. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?